your organization is up and running and you already identified fields of work where you would like to include volunteers, your next step will be looking for people who would like to support you in your project. This episode will focus on the impact of digitalization on finding volunteers for your organization.
Inside Impact.
Der Podcast mit Wirkung. Hi, and welcome back to Inside Impact. That's the podcast of the Vienna University of Economics and Business's Social Entrepreneurship Center. My name is Martin.
And I'm Fabian. And today we are going to have a proper look into the world of matching volunteers and civil society organizations online.
Today, Susan will speak with Carolina Katus, co-founder of Social Health. Social Health is an online matchmaking platform which aims to bring organizations and volunteers together based on their skills and desires. She will also tell us about the role of digitalization on the work of volunteers.
Carolina and Susan, take it away.
So hello, I'm here with Carolina and we're going to talk about her social business that she founded and that has also a lot of things to do with volunteering activities. So hello, Carolina.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Thanks a lot for having me. I'm very much looking forward to our discussion today.
So can you quickly introduce us to your idea? What is your social business about?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a co-founder of Social Health. It's a skills matching volunteering platform. So basically volunteers, they get matched with the opportunities they are perfectly suited for. And with few clicks, they connect via the platform with the nonprofit and easily manage and arrange the actual volunteering. We also have one extra component, namely companies. So as part of the CSR or HR activities, companies can enable and support the employees to volunteer on behalf of the company. And they do so by creating and digitizing the corporate volunteering programs with our help via the platform. We are about to go live, but we are already working with nonprofits and cater at the moment for corona-friendly volunteering, which is mainly the online or remote volunteering.
Okay, that sounds very nice. How did you get the idea to found this social business?
So I think like with most of the social businesses, it's backed up by my personal experience. So I actually moved to Austria a little bit more than 4 years ago. And before starting a new job, I wanted to volunteer for very egoistic reasons. I wanted to meet some people and get to know the city. And actually, to my surprise, it was pretty difficult to arrange on such a short notice, which was a month. But it took much, much more time than expected from searching the organization and finding the opportunity, then contacting the right person and organizing the actual opportunity. But actually, I thought at the beginning that, well, I'm new to Vienna, I'm not from here, my German was not perfect, and I thought, okay, I don't know my way around. But I asked people and realized it's not just my problem, and many shared my struggle. And after that, I started digging even deeper and did some research, and it actually turned out that more than two-thirds of volunteers, they arranged their volunteering through friends and word of mouth. And half of all the volunteers here in Austria think there should be a little bit more information available on how to get engaged, what's possible out there. So I thought, okay, maybe I could do something about it. And I decided to make volunteering a little bit more easier and innovative for everyone involved, volunteers, nonprofits, but also at some point companies completed the project. We've been working on the project for a few months so far, and the platform is ready and we are looking forward to launching it in the next weeks. And hopefully we will be able to provide volunteers not only online activities, but already some carefully designed face-to-face volunteering that will be there. So actually the website is already up and running. So if people are already interested now, you can go and check it out and see what's there. By signing up, you will receive the volunteering opportunities that are out there. And later on, you will be definitely informed when we are fully in swing.
If I, as an interested person, am looking for a volunteering activity, how is it going to work out in the future? So how do you match people with the respective organization?
We work with skills and causes. So you as a volunteer and me as a volunteer, I also had to do it. I think the first thing that you should ask yourself is, why do you want to volunteer? I think this is the best way for you to figure out what volunteering would be best for you. So is it because you just want to make a difference and give back to the community? Or maybe you just want to meet people and have some fun? Or even, which is the case for a lot of young people, you want to gain some new skills and gain some experience. So once you figure out that with yourself, and no matter what's the reason, all of them are good. It's just you have to be clear about it. You have to then think about how much time you can commit. So again, here, it doesn't matter if it's 1 hour a month or 3 hours a week. It's all up to you. That's all great if you can donate your time for something for a higher cost. But you have to be very clear with yourself what it is exactly. Then later on, you have to think about what really interests you. So it's definitely more rewarding if you work in something you have passion for, something you care about. So it can be about the target group. So for example, you are working during volunteering with kids, but it can also be about a cause. For example, you work toward climate change issues. So you have to then think about those things. And then fourth factor is the skills. So you have to think what you really would like to do. Is it something that you're already good at? Maybe you have some hidden talents, as we like to say. Or maybe there's something that you would like to develop while volunteering. By mentioning all those four steps, so the reason, time commitment, interest, and skills, I believe you can really get match with an ideal opportunity. And this is exactly the approach we took at the platform. So you can see the different opportunities from this perspective. So basically, you create your own profile where you give us very basic information based on those four dimensions. And then based on that, you will get recommendations on what's going on around you. Actually, I said around you because there could be another dimension. It could be that you would like to only get engaged in your area, in your district, or maybe you would like to do it online. That's what you prefer. And this is what, for example, has been going on in the past weeks here in Vienna. So that's an extra factor to consider.
Okay, great. Now, switching the perspective, what do you recommend the organizations that work with you? Do they also have a skill slide or something so that you can also find out what the organization actually does and needs from volunteers?
Yeah, so as we started working on the platform, we're from the very beginning in touch with many nonprofits to make sure that what we are developing, it's not only for volunteers, but also meeting the needs of the organizations. So this way, we're able to create kind of a catalog of skills that are there and they're mostly needed by nonprofit organizations, and also categorize what are different causes that one can work for when volunteering. And what we advise nonprofits, it's really just to be very, very clear in setting up those opportunities. So this way they can make sure that the person they're going to get matched with really knows what he or she is signing up for. So there is no mis expectation, so to say. So I think the communication is really key here and setting the same expectations on both sides. So that's the first advice from our side. So we also design the way of creating those volunteering opportunities that nonprofits can give the potential future volunteer a lot of information, but in a very digestible way. So it's all in different categories. It's all as user-friendly as we could have done it, but at the same time with enough information to know what one person is signing up for.
Okay, great. One question that came into my mind. Why did you choose to be a social business and not an association, for example? So what is your actual business model?
We decided to start the project as a platform connecting volunteers and nonprofits. But very quickly, we realized there's another group, companies, they could potentially be interested and take part in our project. It's because corporate volunteering, so I think it's also called employee engagement. So it's any activity that a company makes and enables their employees to volunteer on behalf of the company. It's during working hours. It's becoming more and more popular here in Austria. And very often companies, they have difficulties in arranging this kind of opportunities because it simply requires resources. So we saw that there is a potential in supporting companies in doing so. And on the other hand, nonprofits are definitely interested in participating in this kind of programs. But very often for them, it also means a lot of work. So we thought, again, on this side, it also seems that there is opportunity for us to be able to support them so they don't have too much extra work whenever accommodating for companies and their requests. And this way, they could really take the fullest advantage from volunteers coming from companies. And through their research, through different discussions, we realized that could be our business model. And we could this way be financially sustainable. And that's the decision we made. So basically, we operate on fees from companies that we charge for running and digitizing this kind of programs. And we work very closely then with nonprofits and companies to make sure that these programs are as impactful as possible. And yeah, and that's how it works.
Okay, that sounds very innovative. Now coming back to the actual situation, because we're also taking this podcast episode via an online medium, because we're during a global pandemic, you mentioned that you are doing also remote volunteering activities. How can I picture such activities?
As we are only at the beginning of our journey, it's not as developed as it could be definitely in the future. But at the beginning of March, when all the restrictions started being introduced and the face-to-face volunteering was no longer really advised, we thought that there is a big potential in volunteering online. A lot of nonprofit organizations started switching whenever they could, of course, their activities to online activities. And very often they needed support. So what we've done, we reach out to all our nonprofit partners, collecting different engagement and started sharing it with our subscribers and on our social medias. I think that was a very, very interesting way of starting it. I think there's a big potential in online volunteering, and it's now we just having a little glimpse on what's going on. And I think it will be interesting to see if some of those activities that nonprofits are now performing online are going to stay like this, or if they're going to go back to offline world.
Thank you for your insights on the online volunteering activities. So we're coming to our last question, very interesting for me personally. What is your vision for the Austrian volunteering sector?
I think that for now, Austria and volunteering in Austria, when it comes to numbers and how many people are actually engaged formally with actual nonprofit organization or informally in their neighborhood, are very, very impressive. But if you look at the numbers more carefully, you can see that the highest engagement is driven by the people aged 60 to 69 and the lowest by people aged below 30. And I think this is a huge challenge. And it's not that young people don't want to contribute to a better society. Definitely not. But there are many things that volunteering is competing with. But you can look at Fridays for Future, you see how many young people are getting involved. So my point is that volunteering has to adjust to be attractive for young people. For example, by allowing different time commitments, a little bit more independency. For example, there are those concepts of micro-engagement. So you really do something just 1 hour for a project and then you're done. But this is already something very, very useful. Or a little bit more spontaneous engagements. Or as we just talked before, online support. This is also something that could bring volunteering to another level. I think it's slowly happening. So the sector is adjusting. And we see, for example, now how very quickly a lot of nonprofits really change the way they provide their services because of the corona crisis. But I think we have to really keep looking into it to make sure that there is still the number of volunteering rising and that those people, also those that got activated now, some of them just with neighborhood help and some of them with other organizations, that they will stay and be active later on as well. I think it's a positive outlook and a very bright future for the Austrian volunteering sector. But of course, there are challenges coming.
Yeah, thank you, Carolina, for your innovative but also very interesting and new and fresh insights on volunteering in Austria.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I enjoyed talking and I hope I was able to bring a little bit of glimpse on what my story was with volunteering and is and will be.
Thank you.
Thank you both for bringing us these highly interesting insights. As Carolina said, nowadays, volunteers are able to bring their potential into an organization even without leaving their sofa.
Seems like a job for me. But jokes aside, I really like how she used her own experience as a catalyst for coming up with a solution for easier matchmaking between organizations and volunteers.
In fact, we can often see that personal involvement in a specific topic enables founders to create a social startup. In this case, difficulties in finding possibilities for voluntary work led to the creation of Social Health.
Coming back to the perspective of social entrepreneurs, finding volunteers is one thing, but creating an environment for personal growth and interesting activities is another challenge.
Because of this, Paul Ramida, senior researcher at the Institute for Nonprofit Management here at WU Vienna, will talk to us about the dark side of volunteering in our next episode.
Ja, hallo, ich bin Paul Rameda vom Institut für Nonprofit Management und Kompetenzzentrum für Nonprofit Organisationen und Social Entrepreneurship. In der nächsten Podcast-Reihe werde ich über Freiwilligenarbeit sprechen, die Vor- und Nachteile und auch über die Aspekte, die wir zu dem Thema nicht so gerne hören.
Looking forward to that one. If you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email to insideimpact@wu.ac.at or check out our Instagram channel insideimpact_.
Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.